nation. The fact is that Holland and those 30 banditti that ride with him confine most of their crimes south of the border. General Marshall and Major McDonald agree that harassing those greasers keeps them from raiding our ranchers and villages in the great state of Texas. Everyone in Austin believes that the Mexicans would love to reclaim Texas as one of its provinces, or at the very least reset the international boundary at the Nueces River instead of the Rio Grande, and I will not let that happen on my watch, so help me God. But as our lily-livered president in Washington, District of Columbia, does not want to provoke a war, we cannot send Army troops or Texas Rangers across the Rio Grande. So the consensus here is to let Harry Holland carry out the war for Texas and the U.S. Army. Is that clear? Yes, I know, Captain, that the Texas Rangers never shirk duty, that they, like those abysmal Mounties in that frozen tundra of Canada, which also should be part of our United States, always get their man. By thunder, the Texas Rangers even caught that notorious evildoer John Wesley Hardin by pursuing him all the way to the Florida Panhandle. Boundaries are not our concern. Justice is. But let us face the facts, Captain. Holland and his men have built an impenetrable fortress in the Big Bend country. Your last pursuit of a band of Holland's hellish marauders was unsuccessful. Having read your report, allow me to point out how vain it was. 1. You led your entire battalion, except for 10 men left to keep the peace in Purgatory City and the westernmost extremes of our state, after 6 of Holland's men wounded 1 cowboy and made off with 40 head of lazy H. beeves. I suppose Holland and his men had grown tired of eating javelinas for supper. This makes me ask why you thought a crime of rustling fewer than 100 head was worth risking almost your entire command. Could the $12,500 reward the U.S. government and the state of Texas have put up for the capture or killing of Harry Holland have motivated this campaign? 2. 3 of your men had to turn back and walk, leading their horses all the way to Mr. Ben Madison's ranchero, as their mounts went lame riding over this harsh country. It was Mr. Madison's beeves that the raiders rustled, and now Mr. Madison had to loan your 3 rangers' horses so they could return to Purgatory City. Your commander, Major McDonald, has informed me that he just received a bill for those horses, since they have not been returned, for $150. You and your 3 footsore rangers can only be relieved that the rancher did not swear out a complaint for horse theft. 3. 2 civilian scouts, hired without authority for Major McDonald's office, apparently got lost in the rugged country. According to your report, after 3 days of searching, the scouts were given up for dead. 4. On the 7th day in the Big Bend, according to this report, having ridden into dead end after dead end and barely finding your way back to the main trail yourselves, this Ranger Expeditionary Force was attacked by what you call hostile Apaches. As Brigadier Marshall so succinctly put it, hostile Apaches is redundant. Were you unaware that a band of Apache warriors is also holed up in the Big Bend? Colonel John Caxton at Fort Spaulding near Purgatory City has had no luck flushing those Apaches out of that godforsaken country either. But since the Apaches also seem to prefer raiding south of the Rio Grande, Colonel Caxton at least has the brains not to send his troops into the Big Bend country on what amounts to a suicide mission. 5. The ambush by the Apaches cost you a mule laden with food stores and a mule laden with ammunition. Captain, I must commend you for giving arms and food to an enemy of the people of our state, and even an enemy of those peons below the Rio Grande. To your credit, and I remember how gallantly you served in the late rebellion under General Hastings, God remember his name and the glory he reaped at Fredericksburg, you suffered only 4 casualties, of which only 1 was killed. Killed, by your best estimation, by friendly fire. 6. Over the next 2 days, you sustained 1 more casualty when a